News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Unprecedented chaos erupted inside the Bihar Assembly on Tuesday when police was called inside to assist the marshals in evicting unruly opposition members who tried to physically prevent the speaker from taking his chair. Sources in the five-party Grand Alliance said on condition of anonymity that there were instructions from the leadership that the House must not be allowed to function on the penultimate day of the month-long budget session. The bone of contention was the Bihar Special Armed Police Bill 2021, which the Nitish Kumar government has introduced in a bid to give its police more teeth, deemed necessary in view of the increasingly complex security needs of the state, which has been witnessing rapid economic growth. The opposition, however, termed it as a black legislation, taking strong exception to provisions that empower the Special Armed Police, previously known as the Bihar Military Police, to conduct searches and arrests without producing a warrant. The bill was nonetheless passed by the Assembly late in the evening, well past the stipulated time, amid a walkout by opposition MLAs who squatted outside the building and raised slogans slighted by the manner in which they were ousted from the hall by the men in uniform. Things had come to a pass after the Speaker was thwarted from taking his seat by a handful of women legislators of the RJD who had clambered onto the podium, even as many other MLAs created ruckus in the well, threw away the chair of the Vidhan Sabha secretary, and prevented staff from bringing in another piece of furniture. Tempers flared up in the Treasury benches as well. The normally affable Cabinet Minister Ashok Chaudhary was seen getting physical with an RJD MLA, who tried to snatch away the papers from the BJP's Prem Kumar, who occupied the chair, while Speaker Vijay Kumar Sinha took his time to recover from the shock over the turn of events during the day. Sinha had around 3 p.m. adjourned proceedings till 4:30 p.m. for the umpteenth time during the day. He was held hostage inside his chamber by opposition legislators who surrounded it from all sides, preventing his exit. Top officials of the district and police administration had to contend with an RJD procession led by Tejashwi Yadav earlier in the day, taken out in protest against the bill and rising unemployment, which resulted in injuries to many protesters and police officials, as stones were hurled and lathi charge, use of water cannons, was ordered. The Dak Bungalow crossing, where the protesters clashed with the police upon being prevented from marching to the assembly, witnessed lawlessness as vehicles parked by the roadside were vandalized, and many journalists covering the event also suffered injuries. The officials were summoned to the Vidhan Sabha premises in the afternoon to rope in police personnel for helping the marshals, who were far outnumbered by the legislators laying siege to the Speaker's chamber. A few MLAs of the RJD and its ally CPIM fell unconscious outside the Vidhan Sabha premises, where they were dumped by the security personnel. Later, they alleged that they were severely beaten up. Another RJD MLA appeared before the camera with his hand wrapped in plaster and declared, "Members of the ruling coalition broke my arm in the presence of the chief minister, who chose to look away." Disturbing images of some legislators being pulled by the hair and kicked, and male police personnel dragging a female MLA, have also gone viral on social media. Tejashwi Yadav, who was inside the Vidhan Sabha premises in the afternoon, having spent the first half leading the procession and courting arrest, tweeted angrily, "Nitish Kumar, if you're indeed a man, get us shot instead of getting us beaten up." It was a day of uncharacteristic anger shown by the cool-headed young leader, who was seen engaged in an angry spat with an additional SP in the evening after the police was done with helping the marshals in the eviction of problematic opposition legislators. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, who witnessed many of the unsavory incidents with distaste, said, "There seem to be many new legislators who need to be trained in parliamentary behaviour. Had the opposition allowed the House to run, the government would have addressed its concerns, but that opportunity was frittered away." The Speaker, visibly shattered by the utter chaos of which he happened to be at the receiving end, said before winding up, "Many unfortunate things have happened. This cannot be allowed to recur. Action will be taken against those members who might have indulged in vandalism on the floor of the House." BJP President JP Nadda on Tuesday asserted that the Citizenship Amendment Act has been passed by Parliament and will be implemented in time. Nadda, after releasing the party's manifesto for the Assam elections, said that the law, which does not find a mention in the manifesto, is a central legislation, and the Congress claimed that they will not allow its implementation in the state if voted to power, maybe either due to their ignorance or they are trying to fool the people of the state. "I do not want to comment on the Congress thinking, but their approach is not only problematic but also dangerous for the state," he said. The highly contentious CAA seeks to provide Indian citizenship to Hindus, Jains, Christians, Sikhs, Buddhists and Parsis entering India on or before December 31, 2014 from Bangladesh, Pakistan and Afghanistan, after 5 years of residence here. Assam's identity is inextricably linked to Vaishnava saint Srimant Shankar Dev, Bharat Ratna's Dr. Bhupen Hazarika and Gopinath Bordoloi, and now can we allow it to be linked with Badruddin Ajmal, AIUDF chief, with whose party the Congress has entered into an alliance for the state polls? The BJP is committed to protect and preserve the identity and culture of Assam, keeping the natural process of cultural change intact, the BJP chief said. Referring to the issue of infiltration, the BJP president said that the party is committed to strengthening and scientific management of the international borders. "Border management is a continuous process and we will continue to improve it," he said. Asked about the implementation of the Clause 6 of the Assam Accord to ensure the constitutional safeguard of the linguistic, cultural, social identity and heritage of the Assamese people, Nadda said, "It is under process and we are committed to it." The BJP in its manifesto has made 10 commitments for an Atmanirbhar Assam, which include initiation of process of correction and reconciliation of the entries under the Supreme Court mandated National Register of Citizens to protect genuine Indian citizens and exclude all illegal immigrants. The BJP has also pledged to protect the political rights of the people of the state through a delimitation exercise. India engineered one of the finest comebacks to beat England in the first ODI by 66 runs in Pune. The men in blue set England a target of 318, and at one stage the visitors were on course for a huge win. Thanks to opener Johnny Bairstow's 94 runs, the visitors had a head start of 135 runs. More than that, it came very quickly, just 14 overs to be precise. With plenty of wickets and overs in hand, it was England's game to lose, and lose they did. The game started to turn in Shardul Thakur's second spell, where he accounted for 3 wickets. Bairstow, Owen Morgan and Joss Butler, 2 of them came in the same over. With the score reading 176 for 5, England went into a shell. Debutant Prasidh Krishna, who had gotten India the breakthrough, returned to complete his fofa, and then Bhuvaneshwar Kumar struck in quick succession to knock the fight out of England's chase. Earlier, batting first, India posted a mammoth total of 317 for 5. After Rohit's departure, Dhawan took over and alongside Virat Kohli upped India's scoring rate. Kohli got to his 50 and looked set for that elusive 100 since November 2019, but got out for 56. Dhawan looked set for 102, but once he reached the 90s, he looked a different guy altogether. Runs were hard to come by, and later he scooped an easy catch to mid-wicket for 98, 2 short of 100, which would have been nothing short of a statement. With Shreyas Iyer too biting the dust, India were 201 for 5, and with just 10 overs to go, the men in blue seemed to be losing the plot. But here stepped in another debutant, Krunal Pandya. He went after the bowler right from the word go. He slammed Mark Wood for 3 boundaries in the same over, and signalled that he was up for a fight. Alongside KL Rahul, he made sure India posted a stiff total on board. while KL Rahul slammed 62 of 43 balls, Krunal became the fastest to reach 50 on ODI debut. It was a fitting start to India's debutants Krunal and Prasidh, as India managed to win the game from nowhere. Prince Harry has joined the corporate world as employee coaching and mental health firm BetterUp Incorporated's chief impact officer. Financial terms of his employment were undisclosed. BetterUp, based in San Francisco, works with employees from companies including Mars, AB InBev, and LinkedIn on coaching and mental health services. BetterUp CEO Alexey Robichaud said the Duke of Sussex is a good fit for the company because of his model of inspiration and impact through action. Robichaud cited Harry's efforts founding the Invictus Games, which gives sick and injured military personnel and veterans the opportunity to compete in sports, and founding Centerbill, an Africa-based charity supporting young people affected by HIV. Prince Harry and his wife Meghan have been working on detangling their lives from the British royal family and are living in California. They signed a deal to create content for Netflix and are creating podcasts for Spotify. In a blog post, Harry said he's joining BetterUp because he believes in the company's mission of being proactive about mental health. Being attuned with your mind and having a support structure around you are critical to finding your own version of peak performance, he wrote. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.